This week, Philadelphia lost an outstanding citizen. Joanne Epps suddenly fell ill and died at the age of 72. She was a law professor and legal author who had been dean of Temple University Beasley School of Law before becoming provost and most recently acting president of the university. In 2009, President Barack Obama placed her on his short list of possible Supreme Court nominees. Known for her intellect, integrity, and authenticity, the impact of her passing can be felt throughout Philadelphia and beyond. City Council member Kenyatta Johnson had the pleasure of befriending Epps through their leadership roles. I caught up with him at a recreation center event in Southwest Philadelphia Wednesday. He described her as a beautiful person.
Joanne Epps was an individual who was always giving and wore her heart on her sleeve. What I remember most about her was her passion and commitment to make the city of Philadelphia a better city. She was a giant in the legal field, but also as a public servant, she participated in making sure that we addressed the issue of criminal justice reform with our Philadelphia Police Department. But also she took time out to mentor young people who want to get involved in the legal field, particularly at Temple University. And so she has given a great contribution to the city of Philadelphia, and she'll be sorely missed.
Epps positioned herself as a champion of women and people of color in the legal profession. I was reading about a story about Kevin Hardin Jr., a young black man in Philly caught up in petty crime himself. And then he became a prosecutor with Epps's help and also with your support in the mid-2000s. Do you remember that story?
Absolutely. Kevin Hardin, a young man who I met early on in his career and gave him some recommendations to help him move forward. And he's just a product of Joanne Epps investing in him while he was at Temple University, and as well as a product of me investing in him as him just being a young man wanting to do right, wanting to improve the quality of life, getting out of law school, and now becoming one of the brightest legal minds here in the city of Philadelphia.
Joanne Epps, at one point in her career, monitored the city's compliance with the challenge to stop and frisk. She chaired former Mayor Street's Task Force on Police Discipline. She chaired the city's Police Oversight Board to address police shootings. It's certainly believed that Joanne Epps was keeping the ship steady at Temple University as acting president following the resignation of President Jason Wingard in the spring. This is a university that's dealing with falling enrollment, in part due to students being vulnerable to crime, in a struggling section of Philadelphia that is vulnerable to crime. In her 5 months as acting president, she barely got started addressing these issues. You know, given her legal background and expertise on public safety and policing, what might she have been able to accomplish?
Well, I think the simple fact that she was a 30-plus member of the Temple University staff, right? I think she should have been the president from the get-go, right? Simply because she has a strong reputation here in the city of Philadelphia. She has the relationships, she has the intellect, but most importantly, she has that caring and compassion type of approach around issues of public safety. And so her track record has shown, had she had been the leader at Temple University, I think they would have been better off now than they were in the past based upon the issues they have been dealing with.
Epps was a giant in the legal field. You used that description yourself as we were talking. She was named one of the 25 most influential leaders in legal education. She's behind the Center for Social Justice at Temple Law School. Listed in her bio, she trained Sudanese lawyers representing victims of the Darfur crisis and even taught prosecutors for the UN International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. It's extraordinary.
Absolutely. And when you think about her career and track record, the fact that former President Barack Obama had her on a short list to even be considered, her name even being in a running of being a Supreme Court justice, is another fine example of who she was as a person, but most importantly, her legal mind as well.
A great woman is missing from the fabric of Philadelphia now.
Yes. I know there's going to be a resolution in City Council by one of the members honoring her life and legacy. And again, the great Miss Joanna Epps will be sorely missed.
Thanks for your time, Councilman.
Thank you very much.
Philadelphia City Council member Kenyatta Johnson chairs the city's Special Committee on Gun Violence Prevention.